got Giant Shock, Magcar, Buddha, and Nova Sphere.
Groovy!
I know we're on the game.
You game. Finish him. Finish him. Finish him.
A Squad back again. Party on, party on, so let's... Anyway, A-Squad's back. I'm your host, Rise Like Phoenix. We got Giant Shock over there.
Sitting shoddy.
Part of the original tag team.
New back again.
New to the show, Novus Redemptor.
What's up?
And our better looking Max Barracuda, a.k.a. Victor Belmont.
Oh, you know it.
Let's launch into what we're doing this week, fellas. Well, for me, Victor, and Giant, not much, because we doubled up shows. We pretty much recorded, not last night, but the night before, so...
It was a couple days ago.
Yeah, it wasn't much. I'm still playing Trials, still loving it. Got into the multiplayer. The multiplayer's a lot of fun.
Me and Victor Belmont were just waiting around for Dan to finish up the show, and we were playing a little bit of Street Fighter 2 HD Remix.
Yeah, apparently. I forgot my notebook, so...
I suck at that game, apparently.
I had to scramble for the news.
Apparently Blanca is the cheapest.
Oh, God, he's so cheap.
Apparently? Yeah, it's been that way for 15 years.
Oh, because he Honda was just as cheap, but, like, Blanca, I think, supersedes the Honda.
Okay. I mean, he does. He's the original Pikachu. Green Pikachu.
Pikachu!
He's super cheap. Now, are you guys playing anything else over the last couple of days?
I've been playing with Diablo expansion.
Yeah?
Diablo 3. It's pretty good.
Okay. I'm still going through the Wolf Wolf Inside Me.
Wolf Among Us.
Wolf Among Us. God damn, I really got to get that name right.
The Wolf Inside
Me.
The Wolf
Inside Me.
A little devious.
Yeah,
that, and then Phoenix just actually informed me that the game I was talking about several weeks ago, Octodad, just came out, so I'm gonna dust off my PS4 and plug it in for the first time.
I'm gonna dust off my brand new system.
I'm gonna put it right beside the other system, which I'm gonna dust off too, the fucking Xbox One.
So it looks good.
I know we've talked about it a million times, but I can't believe that this is the first generation systems I've ever had where I've gotten that I haven't really used. I still use primarily my Xbox 360.
I know. We're going to talk about that later.
Yeah. All right.
Novus, what have you been doing for the last 2 weeks?
Nothing special. Battle Block Theater last night, playing Final Fantasy 13 to finish it up finally. Did Trine 2 weeks ago for all this stuff is pretty much for recreational warfare. So
you posted a couple new A Squad recreational warfares.
Yes, now I got admin rights to the Facebook page for.
Yeah, he's on a tight leash, but I gave it to him.
Well, I tried to make it, you know, obviously making sure that they know it's me saying it, so it's not just you.
A choker chain really is more the way. I
But
a bark collar.
But I started posting a bunch of it on the Facebook page, and aside from that, I think that's it.
Got to listen to us making fun of the wrestlers walking out. I feel that's the most entertaining part of that.
That was the best part, and that's why I kept it in. And it's honestly, it's more than half the videos. So.
What do we decide on next recreational warfare? What are we going to do?
NBA Jam was a possibility.
Yeah.
NBA Jam, dude.
That was definitely a possibility. I would still like to do some more Worms because I like those games.
He's on fire. I love that game.
Well, Worms is great because it's like one match is like a month worth of episodes.
Yeah, it's one. Well, so far the matches we played have been 3 episodes each.
Yeah,
roughly about 8 minutes per. So it's been pretty good.
I've actually for the next he has one more of the WWE 2K14 ones, and then I've been in the process of making 4 separate wrestlers for everybody. So we're going to battle with our own avatar.
Oh, I'm about that.
That's fun.
I'm about that.
So
I'll make my own, though. Thank you.
The last last episode of that set is coming up Saturday, the next WWE one. And then I think we're going to record next week again. So Saturdays for a little while, they'll be WWE.
Yeah, nice. No, I don't trust him with ours. Like, he'll put my, like, kick defense all the way down.
Yeah.
I thought you were worried about how it looked. You're like, I'm going to fucking, like, nerf you or something like
that?
Dude?
No, but you'll give me an Achilles heel.
I'll probably just, like copy-paste all your moves from John Cena. Like, I can care less.
No, I remember when we played Madden, and you snuck in some hidden characters that were a total hundreds, you named them real player names so that I wouldn't know they were hidden characters.
No, I didn't sneak in. I just took the real players and made them a hundreds.
But you didn't tell me, and my team didn't have 100%.
Yeah, but you're retarded anyway for being like, wow, there's a lot of 99s on your team, Brian. I'm like, well, that's just the Jaguars.
Just as long as you don't make my character with a t-shirt that says, I heart dick or something.
I'm not going to, like, disrespect anybody.
If we could, then we would.
That'd be hysterical. You should do that.
All right, so the news is going to be kind of light this week because, again, nothing much happened in the last 3 days.
No heavy news this week.
Nah, but let's hit it.
News team, assemble!
Good news. Everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away.
not heard?
It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
All right, so the developers, well, 10 of the developers that were responsible for EVE Online are about to be brutally murdered this year.
Wait, what do you mean?
CCP Gaming, Crowd Control Productions, which came out with EVE Online, has an annual festival every year in Iceland. They're from Iceland. And this year, last year, or I think it might have been 2 years ago, two developers boxed. Mm-hmm. And they really beat the shit out of each other. It was a really good time. This year, 10 of the developers are going to fight Gunny Nelson. And if you know that guy, he's a UFC fighter with a 12-win record.
I don't know about that.
They would get killed if it was all of them at once, but it's actually going to be each round's a different one of them.
That sounds
going to fight this man.
Well, they try to like wear him out.
I don't know, but I don't know who drew. If they drew
who got
straws,
the short straw.
Yeah, who gets round one and who gets round 12?
What's the difference?
Whoever gets round one is going to the hospital.
How many of them are there? They're going to fight him.
There's 10, but there's going to be 12 rounds. There's two special guests.
So, do you think he's going to be the 10th guy that lucky the other guy's going to get tired out with 9 kicks?
Is a special guest like Brock Lesnar or something?
I was about to say maybe. Yeah, exactly. It could be John Cena for first round and Royce Gracie for the second. I don't know.
They're going to get straight knocked out.
They're going to get their asses kicked.
Expect to see those games fucking go down in quality after the beatdown they take.
Their IQ's going to drop interns after this.
Interns working at EVE Online.
I thought that she was in HD. This is fuzzy as hell.
They can't see straight anymore. That's the problem. Anyway, Gunnar Nelson is only number 14 in the UFC welterweight ranking, but still, I checked out some of his videos. He is a beast.
I mean, what are these guys? Like, these guys even jog?
They said they're training.
They're training now?
Yeah.
They're playing UFC 13, and they're in for a surprise. So
they said they got King Leonidas training.
Well, they're going to train for a year against a guy that's been training for 12 years?
It's not even a year that they're training. I think it's just been a couple months.
Even if you train for years, you just don't got it like that.
I know.
Like,
I think what's weird also is that his name is Gunner, which is pretty much a nickname. I mean, that's his real name, but that's usually a nickname that they give him. And his nickname, he chose Gunny, which is like less badass than his real name.
I know it's a real name, though, because Boomer Esiason's kid is named Gunner. And
oh, I know, but like, what? You win, dude. You got a badass name. What are you going to go with Gunny?
Yeah, why would you nickname your awesome name?
Right, right. Now you know you're just leaving yourself open for every single time you get a below-the-belt shot.
Hey, Gunny.
Oh, someone hit his Gunny sack.
Maybe it's to lure the opponents into like a sense of security. It's like, oh, so sweet.
Bam, in your face.
I don't know. nothing about this guy looks sweet, man. This guy.
I was about to say, I don't know.
Two black belts.
If I was to have a ring name, it'd be Sucker Punch Johnson or something like that.
Yeah.
They'd be constantly having to worry about this. Right.
They would
Kidney puncher.
They would call me Syphilis Bilkar. I wouldn't want to be touched.
I walk in, I'm the biter. Be like, whoa.
Ringworm Williams. Don't get too close now.
All right, the next one actually happened today, thank God, because I was so light on news, it wasn't funny.
Thank you, Call of Duty.
Thank you, Call of Duty. So, has anyone ever been in a situation where you're playing Call of Duty and you get in a fight with a guy and he's like, oh, yeah, this is where I live. Why don't you come, come knock on my door and all that?
Did it actually happen ever for the first
time?
No,
but what somebody did do was call the local police in his area and said, hey, my name's... Well, it happened to a guy named Rafael Castillo in Long Beach, New York, so it's close to home. 17-year-old, they called up the cops and said, hey, I just killed my mom and my brother, and I plan to kill again. Here's my address. The police responded with 60 officers with weapons, special ops team, two choppers, and a fire truck.
Damn, they got the choppers out?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy was crazy.
It was a two-hour standoff in which they're yelling at his house until his mother actually realized that the cops were there for that. I guess she's taking a nap or something, walks outside, quickly hustled off to the side, to which they yell into, as loud as possible, the house for 20 minutes to good old Ref. But he couldn't hear him because he was so engrossed in this Call of Duty battle with this guy.
Wait, so that guy had probably gotten in trouble then for that.
The guy used a unidentified Skype number that he made just specifically for it.
Well, what about his gamer tag?
No, they can't prove that it was the gamer tag. Apparently this guy's got a loud mouth, I think, and he gets in a fight with quite a few people.
You could Skype the police?
Skype?
Yeah.
You could Skype anyone.
Yeah, you can Skype anyone.
I mean, if I was like, I need to get to the police. I mean, why would you always Skype the police? If there was really something wrong, like, look, I ain't fucking around, man. Like, and then show them what's going on. This guy's trying to kill me.
I don't know, but I the guy Raphael's claiming that the guy must have found out his IP address, which I've never heard of anybody really doing.
No, through your Xbox? Say they can do it all the time, but I've never heard.
Oh, no, there's a lot of fucking big talkers like, I got your IP address.
Right. Oh, sure, I work for Microsoft. Like, I just happen to sign on and be a dick.
I actually, one guy did say that to me, and I did get suspended.
Yeah, I had that happen to...
what a penis.
Right.
One time, one guy said I was going to disconnect you, and I did get disconnected, but I'm like, that could have been a coincidence.
I don't think that guy did that. That was a coincidence. Yeah,
I
was about
to say, I think that was just a weird, like, I don't want to play
with
him.
He's not pulling strings like he's in the Matrix or something like that.
It's hard to tell who the admins are unless you're in Gears of War. Gears of War, you sign in, and it will be Marcus or Dom.
Why do we even need admins, though? For what?
Well, to make sure that you're not being, like, super foul. Like, when I was in a heated debate with somebody, and Marcus signed in, just Marcus. And we knew the deal, and everybody's like, "Yo, Dan, you know Marcus signed it." And I was like, "Who the f is Marcus?" I mean, I was like, you know, being a little inappropriate. And next thing I know, I'm signed off and banned for 2 weeks. So.
You got 2 weeks. I got 1 day suspension for something.
I got 2 weeks in the hole, buddy.
I guess you were cussing or something like that, or like saying vulgar shit.
The f that I implied, it was f u c k.
Well, I didn't, you know what it is like. What I did to get suspended for the Uno day was that I was kicking ball out of bounds in FIFA, and some guy apparently did not find that very fun.
Oh, you were just kicking it out of bounds?
Yeah, I was being a dick.
Yeah. All right. You're being a dick. You can save that one for confessions later.
All right, I will. Say that again later.
All right. Anyone got any other news? There's been nothing, right?
This is a slow time anyway, like right before like the E3.
Right before the summer?
Well, E3 is in a month and a half. That's when all the news starts coming out for the winter.
For October. I know. You know what sucks?
And they're not even launching anything right now.
It sucks that they're not launching anything over the summers, because I remember back in the day, I think it would actually make money to launch shit over the summer nowadays. Like, I know it's like big to do it right after the summer because they're like, oh, the kids are at home. But face it, fellas, the kids are inside anyway.
Yeah,
like,
nowadays it's completely different than when we grew up.
Right, come on, man. Just throw me a bone. Especially Xbox.
Well, I mean, I want to be out, but it's cold still in New York. It's fucking like 50 degrees when I get home.
All right. So this week we got a beefy test, so I want to get into it.
This is a test.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
This is only a test.
Okay, so for this week's test, I'm going to do video games that are being turned into movies. First round will be video games that are actually definitely have a release date and stuff. Second round will be ones that are definitely in production.
So not out yet. Not in the past, coming out soon.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and I have a paragraph describing it. First one to chime in gets the point, but then I'm going to finish a paragraph and we can all talk about the movie a little bit, whether it's going to suck or not.
Is UA Bold doing it?
Yeah.
That's going to blow.
No, but a lot of...
No, it's going to suck.
There's like a 78% chance.
99.9% chance.
No, he's not doing some hope. He is not doing any of them.
Yeah, he shouldn't. He should literally be barred from a director's chair. Like, it should be illegal for him to sit down.
All right, so I got this from digitaltrends.com. I actually just got this list, and it's actually pretty cool.
So. All right, so let's start.
All right, so coming out August 7th, 2015, Ubisoft is doing a lot of these movies. Ubisoft is really going gangbusters on the movies nowadays.
Well,
so
that's Assassin's Creed, right?
Maybe.
No, oh, the test, I forgot. No matter what I was talking about. Sorry.
Ubisoft's grand experiment in movie production kicks off in 2015 with this movie, based on the critically acclaimed series about a secret organization of assassins that has helped to shape history while fighting centuries-old...
Are we raising hands here?
Yeah, we're raising hands. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I knew that already.
So. All right, I'll give it to Giant just because he named it.
That was like...
They have like 5 movies coming out, Ubisoft.
Like, he predicted that, though. That's like...
That's the one that we've been talking about. Anyway, August 7th, 2015. Quick to note that they are not sticking to the storyline.
Oh, I mean, that's a shocker in a fucking video game movie.
It's been confirmed that it will come out in 3D in theaters.
Well, they made multiple titles on this one storyline? Scrap it. We need to start over, guys.
And Michael Fassbender
has agreed to produce the film. Is he the assassin in it?
Yes. Well, it says he's starring in the film. I got to assume he's...
Are they going to use any of the assassins from the previous games, though, at least? Is it going to be Ezio, Altair?
It's got to be Altair.
Is it going to be Altair?
Yeah.
All right, I'm cool with it. As long as these American people with a fucking hidden blade, I think I'll be all right with it.
Alrighty, sirs. Mm-hmm. Next one, coming out March 11th, 2016. After it was first announced in 2006 that this movie was in the works, the project seemed to go nowhere. Its initial release of 2009 was pushed back to 2011, and the director wasn't attached until Sam Raimi. Once he backed out, it seemed to confirm that the film was in development hell. Cut to January 2013, when Legendary Pictures announced that the film's new director would be up-and-coming filmmaker Duncan Jones, who did Moon and Source Code. Since then, the production has begun to speed up. Unconfirmed reports suggest that the film will be based on the novels...
I was going to say World of Warcraft.
Correct.
Damn it. They have novels?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going to be based on the novel, which is good, because at least they got a story. The novel The Last Guardian, if anyone read it?
No. Well, I think it's good they got rid of Sam Raimi. His style just is not that world.
Of any movie. I don't like Sam Raimi.
Raimi's awesome, by the way.
He's probably still licking wounds from Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, yeah.
Well, those movies, the story was lame. It's like he wrote it.
The story is timeless.
But Spider-Man 3 was terrible. He should have been
Spider-Man 3 was absolutely terrible.
Yeah, let's add Topher Grace. Let's make him Venom. Like, come on.
All right, so casting is going...
Sandman?
Casting is going strong. They got Ben Foster, Travis Fimmel.
Ben Foster's great.
Fimmel? Travis Fimmel? I don't know that dude.
Travis Fimmel?
I don't know. I don't know these people. Dominic Cooper.
Sounds like a bad guy in
Toby
Doug.
Toby Kebbell.
Don't know these names.
Rob Kaczynski? Man, casting's not going strong.
Rob Kaczynski? Tony? Oh my god.
Filming will combine live action and CGI. All orcs will be portrayed by live actors. That's fun.
If they do it well.
The characters... Victor, you're a big World of Warcraft dude, right?
Yeah.
Carny Bloodhoff, ring a bell?
Yeah.
Thrall?
I mean the leaders of the Horde.
Sylvanas Windrunner?
Yeah, they're all not going to be in it. Enjoy.
Bolvar, Four Dragon? All going to be in there.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Arthas is not.
Well, that's a later storyline from when they were talking about.
It would kind of be interesting if they shot it in a first-person view the whole time.
Well, the main character... No, that would suck. Or an overhead would be even worse.
No, but like... Because like a third the whole person? Point of World of Warcraft is you're this character you make. And if they play... Maybe they try to do something stupid where like...
I need to see it
play
based...
first person.
I need to see it based...
Person.
I get yeah, it, but...
Yeah. So you don't see the character. It's just like you're the character. You're like,
you see the character.
No. What he's saying is that the character looks different to everyone else because it's from, right?
So you want to be first person.
No, right? I want it to be all shot overhead. Like the old games.
I mean, they tried
the
to do
top of this guy's
They tried
head.
To do first person. It was called Doom. Remember that little movie?
Yeah. or if like at any point people just like drag click stuff and they're like, "What?"
Okay. Next, July 1st, 2016 is when we're going to be seeing this movie. Developer Rovio Entertainment announced plans for a 3D computer animated film based on this addictive game franchise back in December 2012. Giant shock.
Minecraft?
Negative. Despicable Me producer John Cohen, and I love Despicable Me, is currently attached to the project and Sony Pictures will distribute. But Rovio will produce and finance the film, giving the game developer full creative control. Nobody knows? Rovio Entertainment?
Minecraft?
Can you reread the first two sentences again?
Rovio Entertainment is really only... All right. Announced plans for 3D computer animated film based on this addictive game franchise back in December 2012. So think December 2012, very hot game. Do well with an animated...
Portal?
I have no
clue. You're not allowed to guess.
By the way, I guessed right, guys.
For the rest of the game. You didn't.
I definitely did.
Portal? Portal loans itself well to 3D?
I can't even think of anything. Like, I can't even think of Rovio, so.
Rovio makes Angry Birds.
Oh.
The movie?
Yeah, Angry Birds.
That's why I didn't
Angry
give a
Birds
shit.
The movie.
Angry Birds the movie.
What could possibly it be about?
You know what's? You know, it comes out in 2016.
Could it be like fucking Rio or something?
It's already a dead franchise.
It's not that good.
No way. Angry Birds Star Wars still sucks. But it's going.
Angry
right?
Birds the original was boring.
It's a dying franchise. By that time, it's going to be completely dead. There's no point to it.
I know.
What would, okay. Is there a story in
there?
I almost said Plants vs. Zombies, because that would have been cool.
That would be fun. Sort of.
Better than Angry Birds.
That would be a cool movie, at least.
I don't know. But...
Nah, I mean, they can make it funny.
Well, they had Monsters vs. Aliens.
Candy Crush, the movie.
Oh, dude, don't think we won't see that.
That'll be a documentary about people like losing their lives.
Tetris, the AMC series.
2015, speaking of dead franchises, that's a hint from me. Yeah. An animated film based on Insomniac Games' platforming series. The game will retell the story of the original game, showing these two, showing the two characters originally met and went on to save the galaxy. Victor Belmont.
Ratchet and Clank?
Ratchet and Clank is the movie.
That I can see working.
It was like 50-50.
The voice cast from the games will reprise their roles. Yes.
Oh, that's cool. It could have been Jack and Dexter.
So when was the last Ratchet and Clank game, even?
About 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's been pretty decent.
And it was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've played every Ratchet and Clank addictively.
I thought they were, like, dead.
No, they have a fan base. They're like Dynasty Warriors. They'll never stop making them at this point.
Don't they have, like, seven of those games now?
Oh, there's, like, eight,
there's
I think.
There's a bunch. Oh. But still.
There's like, I think there's four for the PS4.
There's four for the PS4?
For
PS3. Whoa, me.
I was like, whoa.
Are you telling me that half of the PS4 library is Ratchet and Clank?
Guys, it's your Ratchet and Clank system. Put out one every quarter.
They got Christopher Walken in the studio. Trust me, they're going to want more Ratchet and Clank.
There's just simply not enough Ratchet and or Clank.
All right, this one I actually knew about. Blockade Entertainment, the same company behind the Ratchet and Clank film, is also working on an animated version of Sucker Punch's This Character game series. Not much is known about the film yet, but a teaser has already been released. Things are derived from that. Teaser already out. I've already showed it to everyone. Sucker Punch makes it.
Sucker Punch. Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie Sucker Punch. Like that?
No. Sucker Punch.
The video game.
Studio.
I have no idea.
Right.
Look, I blew my wad with Assassin's Creed. No.
Nobody?
No.
Should I just start dropping regular hints? He's a bandit. Whatever, he's a bandit.
I know. Sly Cooper?
Damn. Sly Cooper!
Yeah!
Victor Belmont!
They are picking some random video games to make fucking movies.
They're
popular. I don't know, man, but
they sell well.
They're just going to balls on steel Rocket Raccoon.
Who wants to watch a movie about the Sly Cooper?
Well, Sly Cooper is
who wants to watch one about Rocket Raccoon?
He's
Sly Cooper. I would. Same shit. I'm going to watch them both.
Rocket Raccoon is already going to beat him to the big screen. He's coming out in like 2 months. Now I got another raccoon in my face?
But this one's animated.
They're both
animated.
One's gray
and one's orangish.
Yeah, and one wears a little mask.
They all wear little masks.
One wears a mask and a hat and steal shit, and the other one is a cutie with a pistol.
They all wear little masks.
This game, actually, this is a to be determined, but it's definitely coming out. It already had a 2007 movie that cast Timothy, I don't know his name, Oliphant?
Oh, that's the guy from Die Hard 3 or 4.
Justified.
What else was he from? And you'll
Hitman.
Know the answer.
Hitman.
Yeah, Hitman's getting a new movie. All right. I had to walk you there. I had to grab your hand.
I didn't know we were answering questions.
Bullshit on that one.
Anyway, he's going to be playing.
I didn't know the question was even asked.
Me either. I thought we were still playing the movie game here. Like
points for everyone.
Oh, interesting note. It was the new one was here's something actually interesting about it. Was supposed to go to Paul Walker. Was supposed to be playing Hitman.
Ooh.
He didn't have any lives left in his little guy, but.
That's not how Hitman's played anyway, Brian. I'm sorry.
He had no continues?
No, you have to restart the mission
every He had time, no more restarts. Hey, look, you got no car accident.
Right, I know.
That shit sucked.
That shit did suck. You're a bad person.
I'm going to give him a couple bucks though this weekend when I go see Brick Mansion.
Are you seeing that?
It looks pretty cool.
It looks cool.
That sound, that song from the commercial.
Stand By Me?
Yeah. Yeah, that slow, creepy version.
Yeah.
It reminded me of the Nine Inch Nails when they did
Hurt.
Nice. You're on top of that.
If this is only a music podcast, I even know some things.
Okay, and lastly, on one's definitely coming out. One of the first film projects announced by the newly formed Ubisoft Motion Pictures is a live-action feature based on... I'm not going to say the whole thing, but... No. Much like the upcoming Assassin's Creed movie, Ubisoft retains complete control over the creative elements of this movie and found itself a high-profile star to lead the project in Tom Hardy... Yes!
Who the hell is Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy Bane. Is Bane.
Oh, see, I'm not good with names or faces.
Which is currently how do you know anybody? The scripting story. Screenwriter Eric Singer from The International, which I never saw, is working on the screenplay for the film, which has yet to find a director.
Let's just get Brian Singer, make it a whole Singer production.
Ubisoft.
I'm just going to throw out a guess and say Halo.
That was Bungie.
Still, they couldn't.
Ubisoft did not buy the movie rights.
Bungie.
They're like, fuck you, Bungie.
Halo got scrapped a while ago.
They're like, he Michael Jackson beetled us.
Ubisoft.
Thanks for telling me, Michael.
Ubisoft, like I said, is coming out gangbusters. It's a Tom Clancy game.
It's a Tom Clancy game?
Yeah.
Rainbow Six?
Negative. About one protagonist being played by Tom Hardy.
That incredibly hard game, Eric. It's Splinter Cell.
Giant Shock.
Yeah.
Giant Shock.
I blanked too. I haven't played that in forever.
Bro, that game is intense.
Yeah, they're pretty fun.
No, I'm talking about the controller, not the game itself.
Okay. So, out of all those movies, which one do you guys want to see?
Assassin's Creed, that's my favorite entity anyway.
Name from 1 to 3, because I'm not going to make you name all. Assassin's Creed?
I want to see the Ratchet & Clank. I'm a huge Ratchet & Clank fan.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Oh, also, Resident Evil 6 is coming out this year, but I didn't feel like talking about it.
I haven't seen, like, 4 or 5 yet, so yeah, I'm not really in line to see...
What do you mean Resident Evil 6 is coming out?
They're turning them out like Land Before Time movies.
They're up to 6?
Yeah, the movie.
I thought they were 5.
Dude, I stopped watching the movies at 2 when 6. I realized Chris Redfield was never going to be in it.
He was in the next one.
In 3?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or actually, was it 4?
He was in one of them.
Bro... Those movies are bananas.
Why they couldn't just do the original
the
story?
The animated ones are amazing, like Disintegrate Generation or something like that.
The airport?
Yeah.
That one was really good.
Sick.
I don't know why Leon is such a prominent character in these things, where I thought he was a throwaway character from number 2.
He was in number four. He was the main character of 4.
Yeah, I get that. But like, I thought after playing 2, that was the last time I would ever see him or Ada Wong.
No, 4 regenerated the entire series at that point.
He needs to get on that Chris Redfield workout, too, because he's not beefing up at all.
Not everyone could just be a god like Redfield. Well, they only start you with a knife and some gum, so it's rough.
I think he's got The Rock training him. All right, so, yeah, I'm in agreement. If I had to see one, it'd be Assassin's Creed. I am excited about Tom Hardy as Sam Fisher.
I mean, it'd be a complicated movie to watch, I imagine. The game.
It could go either way. It could go like Clear and Present Danger, which was like boring.
No, those movies are great. Those
Clear and Present Danger?
Oh, it's great. Harrison Ford? All those.
No way.
All those fucking.
That was
Jack Ryan.
Jack Ryan's movies are good.
Nothing's going to be better than seeing Ratchet and Clank flying around space with ridiculous weapons on the big screen. That's all I'm going to say.
I mean, it depends. If it's an actual cartoon, it'll lose points for me. If it's for real.
I'm sure people in 1990 were super jacked to see Mario going around in pipes fighting Goombas, and then they got to the theater and they were like, "Mommy, where's all that stuff from the game? It's coming, don't worry, son. It's not coming at all, is it?"
I still enjoy that movie.
I hate you.
How do you enjoy that movie?
Because it was interesting.
I want to go live with my dad.
You should enjoy everything about the movie, not the movie itself, like the making of it and everything.
I hate everything about the movie.
But the making of process was apparently the most ridiculous ordeal ever.
Of course it was.
And yo, who was that shitty magician they got to play Toad? He played the harmonica. Oh my god, I remember his name. He was so
the
shitty.
Only magician I know.
No, not magician. Musician.
Oh, I don't know, man.
I'll let you know in a minute.
All right.
All right. So these are movies with a decent chance.
He got fat, that guy, by the way.
Everyone's really looking for it, but it's in production. No, I mean, it could be railroaded at any point.
What?
These movies. The next string of movies.
Well, what, I mean, might as well just bring up another question, hypothetical. What franchise would you like to see a movie of that is not currently in the works?
God of War.
God of War would be sick.
But those are kind of like little stories anyway, right? Like,
No, those are epic stories.
That's what I was going to say. All three of those are like epic
movies
storyline.
In general. They're like about, you being about like 12 hours and they're just like one big movie.
Yeah, well, that's kind of why I would want to see it on live
screen,
action.
It'd be brutal. It'd be,
God of War would be rough.
But only
I got to see it.
I want to say, though, that it would be awesome if the right people did it and they made it R. But you'd probably want to, like...
There is 0% chance that movie would make a PG-13.
No, 0%.
Yeah, but no, they would definitely make a PG-13 because that's how these things get shitty.
The beginning of God of War, he is naked in the bed with two girls in, like, every game.
They would cut that out. I think they would cut that out because that's always, like, one of those... I actually don't like those beginnings where they're like, guess how I got here? Like, Conker's
bed. I think that's how the game should start. He's literally laying in bed, and then they go, I had a rough week at this start.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it would be cool if they gave that Conker's throwdown, but what do you got?
Mojo Nixon.
Mojo Nixon.
I would have never guessed that.
That is the first and last time anyone listening to this podcast will ever hear that name.
Yeah.
Unless we make it a thing.
He was Toad.
All right, anyway. Let's hit it. Unless you got something. You got something you want to talk about? In the middle of the test? Is there something?
Well, no, I thought we were doing like...
We are. Do you got a movie? Are you looking for one?
I would seriously like to see maybe...
NBA Jam the movie? The
NBA Jam... FIFA the movie, please.
No.
It'd be cool to get like a serious GTA movie, like, or Saints Row, one of those games.
That'd be interesting.
Like, GTA would be fun.
GTA, because I would like to see them add all their little areas, like into one thing, maybe like a whole large-scale movie or something like that, where they're all, every city is involved.
You know what I would like to see? I would like to see, like, the movie 7, where they cut away to different people, and it is all of them, like Tommy Vercetti, and you know, they're all planning this big heist or whatever.
It would turn to like an Ocean's 13-ish kind of movie, it seems right. like.
That'd be cool. A Saints movie would be nasty too, because of how crazy it is.
Yeah, Saints is just
like aliens though. Come down to Earth.
I need to see more Johnny Gett and everything. He made it to, what's that movie? What's that game? Dropkick? Jump Kick?
Dive Kick.
Dive Kick. He made it to Dive Kick. Dive
he
kick
is a character
was,
in Dive Kick, yes.
Nice.
I would also like to see a good live action. Street Fighter movie. Like, I love that.
No.
They had their chance. No. They failed it. No.
Please don't cast Jean-Claude Van Damme in it at all.
I think Dishonored would probably make a cool movie.
Yeah, Dishonored would be an okay one.
That old rustic looking. It looked cool.
I said it before, Bioshock. I really wish I would have.
Oh, man. Bioshock would be amazing.
But it's not happening. They shut it down.
It would be amazing.
It was going and they shut it down.
Well, sucks. Maybe they'll continue it on different kind of storyline.
They won't.
I would also like to see maybe a cartoon of Meat Boy, Super Meat Boy. I just love the character.
Oh, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Check it out. It's on.
No, but for real. Like, Meat Boy
lives with other people. Like Fries and Carl and all sorts of cool shit. Man.
He gave up the square to become round.
Yeah. Yeah. He gets the honey, see?
Meat Boy.
All right. Next section. Decent chance of getting made. Universal Pictures picked up the rights to make a film based on this classic arcade game back in July 2009.
Generation X.
Generation X. No, please don't say that. There hasn't been much movement on the project since. They insist that it's
a classic arcade game.
Producer Lorenzo Whatever, who made Red 2, insists that it is indeed in development, and it has recently received a rewrite from Man of Steel screenwriter David Goyer.
This is you said a classic arcade game?
Classic.
Pac-Man.
No.
Time Crisis.
I don't think that's considered a classic anywhere but here. The film was originally offered to Independence Day, which is a large hint. Independence Day director Roland Emmerich, but he backed out of it in 2012.
Gotta make Independence Day 2.
You guys can keep on guessing. I don't care.
Oh.
It's classic arcade Q-Bert. Am I in the right decade?
You're thinking back to like Atari.
No, he's in the right decade. And Independence Day involving...
Come on, Space Invaders.
No, that would have been a good guess, but no, it's Asteroids.
Oh.
Sorry.
I was just about to yell at Centipede or something.
But you weren't going to yell out Asteroids.
I guess the problem was that I kept thinking of like actual
like Armageddon would have been a better movie for that.
Yeah, because I think Atari, I think of Asteroids, I think of Atari.
I think of Burger Time.
NES.
All right, so
no, Atari.
Was it Atari?
What's the game where you're the bartender? Yeah. Was it bartender?
Actually, you guys just brought up something cool I forgot to mention in the news. Which, well, I didn't forget. It's just not that big news. Burger Time just lost their rights. Like they just became free market. Anyone can own Burger Time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You guys want to put it back?
Burger Time. Burger Time 2 is coming.
We could just be like,
to you by the age squad.
Burger Time, like, world tour, the newest Burger Time, had to pump out for, like, a dollar or something like that because they were trying to blitz it out the door because they were going to lose a ride.
We should get the rights.
Domain.
We should get the rights to it and be like, A-Squad presented by Burger Time Franchise.
Or Burger Time presented by A-Squad. How about that?
We could do that.
Like, all right. Next movie, guess who? Ubisoft. Ubisoft Motion Picture. This... We'll go into development in the second phase of Ubisoft's production schedule, assuming phase one does well and the company can come up with a solid idea. I think phase one will do well, right?
Then there's phase two.
Yeah, the B Squad.
And then there's make money. So
right. Well, first you get the money, then you get the power.
Then you get the women.
I think you get the khakis, then you get the women.
Right.
We were digging the Simpsons, right? Oh, first you get the sugar.
I was thinking... Biggie Smalls. You were thinking basketball.
I'm thinking The Simpsons.
You're thinking The Simpsons. We're all thinking, we're not thinking video games, though. All right, so it's Ubisoft. It's going to come up with Phase 2, and while the original, this game, was the inspiration for a disappointing 2008 film directed by Uwe Boll.
I thought it was something else.
A plethora of shitty films.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It is uncertain which installment of the franchise, if any, will inform the upcoming film.
Oh, I got it. Alone in the Dark.
Negative.
Oh, man.
Any other Shoey Boll?
In the Name of the King or...
Postal?
No. Anyone?
I just keep naming it.
Yeah,
whatever. House of the Dead?
It's a free-for-all. No, negative.
Oh, man. He did so many awful franchises.
Oh, wait. Blood Rain.
No. It's got a dude with a mohawk.
Far Cry.
That was the last series he did.
Far Cry. He's not doing it this time,
is
by
it
the way.
Based on any of the games or just...
That's what they said.
Script?
No, that shitty one was based on the game, so they don't know if the next one's definitely not going to be a sequel.
If they base it on 3, 3 wasn't bad. I liked 3 a lot.
3 was cool. Max loves 3. But Max isn't here right now.
Well, then I take it back.
New Max is here. Good
I was
Max.
Gonna say, I've replaced him as the saltiest person in the room now.
Alright,
except when it comes to the Wii U.
A film version of this PlayStation 3 exclusive is being developed, and it will be distributed by Screen Gems. The film will be produced by Sam Raimi.
Uncharted.
Negative. Good Damn guess. It. And will be written by Neil Druckmann, the writer and creative director for the
Last
game.
Of Us?
You got it.
Damn it.
The Last of Us. Mr. Jack Shack.
Actually, I hope that actually comes out, though. That looks...
I couldn't get the way through that game. That game was rough.
Quick to note that there is a good chance that it will follow general plot, I'm sure.
Well, the whole video game is the plot.
I was going to say the whole game is a movie.
I hope they just twist the ending, because that'd be awesome.
Let's not talk about the ending.
I'm not talking about the ending. I mean, they should just twist.
Another Ubisoft movie, kid-friendly this game franchise, is also getting the big screen treatment, but unlike the rest of the studio's offering, this movie will be decidedly family-friendly.
Decidedly
Kid what? Icarus. No,
I read it wrong. Decidedly family-friendly project. This paragraph is riddled with the name of the game, so I have to be very careful just not to read it. Reports suggest that this movie will be a predominantly live-action film with computer-generated versions of the game's rabbit-like creatures, similar to the style of Giant Shock.
Rabbit? Oh, my God. What tells it to? Rayman. Right?
Rayman?
Yeah.
Like Dustin Hoffman.
No, not Rayman. Rayman.
Rayman. Like Raven
Rayman
rabbits.
What?
Raven
Rabbit rabbits?
Raving rabbits.
I'm going to give it to him because he said it like 3 times. Like, rabbit rabbits?
Raving rabbits.
Raving rabbits.
Raving rabbits. Victor Belmont.
Sweet.
I have nothing for seeing the franchise.
No more raising hands. I told you, just yell out the name.
I did say that.
No raising hands? Okay.
Rayman.
Okay. Don't act like you didn't see other people. Notice. GK Films acquired the film right to this franchise in 2011 and announced a partnership with MGM earlier this year to produce a new movie featuring the iconic adventurer. With development...
Uncharted. Pitfall.
No. Negative, negative.
Kid Icarus.
It was already a movie franchise, if anyone was listening. In June, MGM announced that Buffy the Vampire Slayer alum Marty Noxon... Who also penned the
star
script.
Power? Marty Noxon.
Yeah, when they said star, I was like, okay, Marty Noxon, you're a star.
He's got like 50 Facebook followers, bro.
He also wrote scripts for Fright Night and I Am Number 4, and he's going to be working on the script. Key things to have listened to that came out of my mouth: already film franchise,
Indiana Jones,
video game related.
Yeah, he had video games, a bunch of them. They all suck.
Is it Angel and...
Iconic Adventurer. And Angelina Jolie is too
Tomb
old.
Tomb Raider.
Okay. Thank you, John.
If you said Adventurous...
I'm hoping that it's actually based on the new game. The
that
new
game was really good.
The story was cool.
I wish I could play it again. I wish I could wipe it and then play it again fresh, so I don't remember it.
Except for that rapey scene in the beginning where the captain was really getting pretty rapey.
Well, I mean, he dies for it.
It was like raving rabbits.
Raving rabbits.
That was one of the darker points of that, yes. Really, then from there, it was just an awesome game.
No, it was just very creepy. He didn't actually go.
I mean, he was going to. That's not the point.
He was nosediving.
There was no other thing happening there.
It was very dead.
Raving Rapids.
It was really inappropriate and weird.
But it made the storyline what it was supposed to be. It's a little darker, more real. That's what they wanted.
Did they say who's going to be Lara Croft?
No, they didn't.
I mean, they got to get a real good... You know what it is?
Tom Hardy, maybe. He's very busy lately.
No. Well, I bet it's that girl from the Ninja Turtles and the
Megan Fox?
Megan Fox.
Please don't let
me know. No, do not be Megan Fox.
What the hell's the difference? What?
Like, what the hell's the difference with what? She's a bad actress.
She's a bad actress.
Somebody who can actually, you know, play the part.
Yeah.
Right.
The part is a big titty vixen. She can do that.
No, not anymore. Not anymore. She's more than that in the new movies. In the new games.
She's like, yeah, she has like a lot of personality. It's a really... You didn't play it at all?
No.
You can check it out?
Well, the other ones are so...
You played like the original.
You should play it.
I can only take fucking Dodging Bears for so long before I'm turned off to a franchise.
Wolves, my friend. There are wolves in this game.
And bats.
All right, so I'm thinking maybe Emma Watson might have the chops for it. She's English.
That chick does not look...
No, they wouldn't be.
She's too petite, man. Like
that's Laura Croft pretty petite in the new movies.
No, she still has a huge rack in the movie, in the game.
I didn't talk about her chest. I'm talking about like she doesn't look...
That is a classic,
like,
iconic part,
you know,
of Tomb Raider. She always has a big rack.
That's just what happens. They've been cutting it down.
Not necessarily. The first one, she was triangular. That was weird.
You know who I can buy it from? Michelle Rodriguez. I know she's not Latino, but that bitch could probably Tomb Raider.
She would probably be a better pick.
She could probably Tomb Raider.
She could definitely Tomb Raider.
Did we just turn Tomb Raider into a verb?
Yeah. She could raid some tombs.
Oh, yeah. You know she's Tomb Raiding.
All right. So we actually upgraded this film from Sort of Alive to Decent Chance, which we're on now, primarily because Sony refused to give it up. Director David O. Russell, who directed The Fighter, dropped out of the project in 2011 over a argument over the budget.
About the Tomb Raider game?
No, this is a new one. And was later replaced by Limitless director and writer Neil Berger. It's Berger time. That's a quote. Sorry. A year later, Berger dropped out of the project.
For that quote.
He got tired of that quote. He's like, I don't want to be by video games anyway.
I said it once. It ran its course, guys. Just drop it.
All right, so now I'm not going to use this guy's name, but whatever. National Treasure, the guy who wrote National Treasure, was brought in to pen a new script in 2012. Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg has said that they were approached on multiple occasions, but they have rejected it. Seth Gordon, director of King of Kong.
I was going to say King Kong was directed
totally
by...
Totally different. Has been hired to direct based on the script from Dave... All right, whatever. This has absolutely nothing to do with the game.
What is the movie about?
It's a PS3 exclusive. Let's do that. I'm going to just start shooting them out there.
Uncharted.
Victor Belmont.
Eventually, you can throw that out there.
I was about to say, there's not that many exclusives.
Dan, I know you love that game. I know you fit it in.
You fucking named your son after the character.
All right. And lastly, another Ubisoft game. Open World.
I didn't know Ubisoft has so many games.
They got a lot of movies coming out. They got a lot of acquisitions recently, too. I also skipped over Ghost Recon, which was them, which, I mean, who cares?
How many Tom Clancy games can we talk about?
Who cares? Or who cares about that game? Or movie. Even the movie's even lesser on my radar.
Well, I mean...
Maybe new Rainbow Six. Those are
and
awesome.
It's funny that I mentioned radar, because radar is very hard to use in Ghost Recon.
I know that Rainbow Six is about the team of guys that like went in and like stopped terrorism.
It's like real SWATy.
It's real SWATy because I know. And then the other guy,
Ghost Recon is kind of like Rainbow Six, but more open world.
I played it, but I'm saying the actual story of it.
There's no
story.
Nah.
Because the other guy is like the one that was said before about the, Tom Hardy was playing
Splinter Cell.
Yeah. That's about a spy doing spy
shit.
Yeah,
he's got a thick story.
The other one's about like anti terrorism, a group of guys, anti terrorism stuff. Rainbow Six, and what the fuck is Ghost Recon even about?
Just like, normal like.
That is
dudes.
That is Tom Clancy looking over the fence, and his neighbor is Call of Duty. Look what they're doing. That looks like fun. Okay, Ubisoft's open world game hits shelves on November 2013, but it already has a movie in the works. This film was announced in June as part of the second trio of movies to be produced by Ubisoft Motion Pictures. Development is still in early stages, and a lot will depend on the performance of the preceding Ubisoft films. So little is known about the movie at this point. All right, the big hint is the game's not out yet. It's coming out November 2013.
I thought you said it was out on the 2013.
No, it will hit shelves November 2013.
Yeah, that happened.
We're in 2014 now.
So,
oh, my bad. This article must not known. It was pushed back and 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 pushed back. But it's a cyber warfare game, if anyone knows. Open world, cyber warfare.
Infamous?
Negative.
Destiny?
Negative. The game hasn't come out yet.
Bungie, anyway.
Game hasn't come out yet.
Alrighty. Oh, is it that new game, the texting game, where the guy you mess with your phone?
Yes. Drunk texting.
Drunk texting the game could be kind of fun.
Come on, folks, you got Watch Dogs. It. Yes, Watch Dogs. Thank you. Novus Redemptor.
I know that the game's coming out like next month, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I went to Best Buy today and they have a big thing that says May 2nd. So
I'm gonna be pretty bummed out if there isn't a whole big drunk May texting 2nd? Part on that game.
I think
it's the 27th.
Maybe
I looked today and it said the 27th.
Maybe they had like a thing blocking the 7th. I saw May and 2, so I was like, oh, May 2nd. I'm not gonna buy it.
27th. Cool. No.
All right. So at the end of the game, Giant Shock's in first place.
Fuck this.
Huzzah!
Table flip.
Victor Belmont is in second place.
Fuck this table flip.
But there were three players, and the big loser tonight, Novus Redemptor.
Fuck
Novus, would you like to say a few words?
Fuck you.
This is a very loose quiz. I had no idea what the score was.
I really just wanted to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
Really
no, I knew I was going to win that.
Yeah?
Now that I'm calm, let me do it.
Fuck you, Phoenix! Hey, Dan, you got laid out!
Fuck you, Phoenix. I've actually been working on my soundbite if anyone wants to hear it.
Sure.
Bam!
That is the most obnoxious noise.
It's supposed to be like the firecrackers going on?
That's like a hawk in the background.
No, it's a Phoenix noise. That's what a Phoenix sounds like.
Oh, I thought that was like a fireworks going.
It's actually the leap of faith from Assassin's Creed.
I have to go make my music.
Yeah. Good luck playing it.
And you still have to make me a little avatar thing, too.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Check out the Facebook for our avatars. They're pretty hot.
I saw them.
Dan is completely terrified of your name and hero avatar. He's like, Nova's Redemptor. I got nothing. What the fuck is that?
I got a little something. I'm working on a little something. I made the avatars, me and Max Barracuda, if anyone remembers that old bastard.
If all of us had something, like mine had Shock, Lightning Bolt.
I made you a big lightning monster, what Electro should look like in real life.
Barracuda is obviously a Barracuda, and Phoenix is a Phoenix. He's like, what the fuck is a Novus Redemptor?
I don't know. I'm going to draw a little kid priest.
What was he thinking?
I think I'm going to make him like that little kid that's always holding the Ecuadorian flag with like the backwards hat, like on the cars.
Yeah, before you draw an avatar for it, you got to learn how to spell it first. You Bro, both get it wrong all the time.
Just make a library card.
But a little Wii U logo on the corner.
Yeah.
unlimited
access.
I like that card on the back of the book. So I use a stamp, but just with all the Wii games written on it.
His Wii passport.
All right, so we used to do this segment. I used to like it. It's the Confessions, A Squad Confessions. It's which we confess really little dickish things that we've done in games that we're not particularly proud of, and we're not really allowed to mention them on the podcast outside confessions, so they can't be used against us. So here we go, A Squad Confessions.
A Squad Confessions.
Fuck.
That's sexy. You don't like that?
It's a little,
I mean, it's Careless Whisper, but that's not the point.
Yeah? Did you like the voice, Victor? Was it sexy?
No.
It was your sister.
That's creepy.
You Jamie Lancaster bastard, you.
You can't All help right. who you love.
Let's do it.
What? It's getting sexy here.
It's going to get real deep in this.
All right, Giant, you got any?
Yeah, man. I want to confess that I've thrown sticky bombs like the in Halo on my own teammates just because it's funny.
I mean, yeah, that's hot. It's a dick move, but we've all done it. We've done it.
Sometimes it's necessary.
All right.
Sometimes it's not, and that's when I...
Victor, you got anything you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, and Halo also. I used to take the Banshee and fly the flag up to somewhere so you can't ever get to it and just sit in the game
for
like
an hour. Oh,
yeah,
the guy stand on the Banshee?
Yeah, you stand on the Banshee, fly him up, and then you just wait there for like an hour until they quit.
I've been a part of that.
I was down 2-0. We won.
All right. Novus?
I didn't really play multiplayer much, so I don't really have any.
What about single player ones?
No.
The only thing I can, cheating for those achievements?
Well, I have one story.
Brady gaming books?
That
counts. Those are cheating.
When people boosted in boosted stats in Call of Duty 3, they would do something called the treatment to people who got into the game. Turn that louder. Anybody who just kind of came into the game who wasn't with us, they would take the guy, and the person on the opposite team would shoot him. The person on his team would raise him and keep doing that until he left the game. So shoot, raise, shoot. And basically our way of saying, get out of our game.
Right.
But people would persist for like rounds and rounds and rounds. It's like, hey, why can't I play? It's like, because we hooked you up.
I definitely have another one, though. I definitely did that stupid glitch where you do in Call of Duty when you drop the thing so you res in the same spot and your partner just kills you over and over so you get to nuke.
I didn't even know about that.
Is that what they're doing? So, yeah. I saw somebody doing that. And I was like, what?
Yeah, you drop the thing so you always res in the same spot and he shoots you in the head immediately and you're on the opposite teams. And he just instantly gets a nuke.
I've seen someone doing that once. I was like, what the fuck?
All right. Yeah, we used to do it just
to be dicks. I got one while we're going at it. While we're getting it off our chest. When I'm playing multiplayer games, I split-screen games like Mario Kart or especially GoldenEye, spend about 80% of the time playing off of other people's screens, 20% of the time looking at my screen, and 100% of the time accusing other people of looking at
my
screen.
I thought this was a confession, Dan.
And that's why we used to put a giant screen up so you couldn't look at our screen when we played Halo.
You would stand up and walk past that screen and look at, like...
That's eventually why we played in different rooms.
Yes. What was I going to say? I've told people on multiple occasions that I've beaten Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, the original.
Yeah.
But what I actually did was I played an emulator and I froze it a bunch of times and I beat it that way.
You little shit.
That was ugly.
He's impossible, by the way.
He's not impossible. He's very, very difficult.
Apparently, Victor's done the same thing I've done.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen him beat before.
All right. I got another one. I believe the Xboxes are aptly named. I was against the One at first until I realized that the 360 and the One are aptly named because the 360 is literally 360 times better than the Xbox One.
I got one. For a while when I was younger, I would claim that I beat Mario 1 because I hated the fact that my brother, who doesn't play video games, beat Mario 1.
Mm-hmm.
So I would tell people, yeah, I beat it too.
Whoa. Have you ever actually played Mario 1 without using the warp pipes? I don't think I ever have.
Not once I found them. Why would I?
I think, found them before because I had older brothers. So I don't think I've ever played Board 3.
There are whole worlds in Mario 3 I've never played because the same of the thing flutes.
Mario 3. I tried them like, but I played them like one time. I'm like, one time I saw that thing when you can jump in the boot. And I'm like, there's a boot in this game.
That Italian ripoff world.
Yeah, I'm like, this is really weird.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about Mario, And at the end of Mario 2, when they're doing that whole like walking scene, the parade and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I thought there was definitely something secret at the end. I left my NES on for a whole day, and nothing ever happened.
Nothing.
I thought for sure. I was telling people, bro, I know there's something at the end of this.
It's not even a real Mario game.
I got one Novus is going to love. As much as I love to hate on the Wii, I honestly believe that Sony steals all of Nintendo's good ideas, and nobody says dick about it.
Well, I think
I can say the Move was stolen.
I think the way it goes as far as Nintendo is they come up with an idea, it doesn't do so well for them, so somebody else takes it and makes it better. It's everything that they've done has been done later.
It's
on.
It's Nintendo's fault.
Yeah,
because you originally remember what happened. The reason Sony is so big is because
they
were together and they were like, hey, we want to make cartridges. And Sony's like, no, we want to make CDs. And they're like, oh, well, do your own thing. And they're like, okay, we will do our own thing.
We've already developed something. I think it was like 80% done.
Yeah.
Right?
I just think that like everything Nintendo does typically gets done better by somebody else later on. And then, you know, they just kind of get left in the dust. It's like,
so let's say they always seem a little behind.
Yeah.
Way behind.
Way behind.
They just released Mario 3 again.
When you can get it for free on an emulator, like I do.
Or anywhere else, really. Your phone.
Yeah.
F that.
All right. Anyone got any more?
I think I'm empty for now.
Yeah?
You have any more?
I got another one, yeah. Right. I have my wife level up my RPG characters in between story points because I consider it beneath me.
Oh, I mean, I've had JC level me up in a bunch of stuff. And
yeah, JC, your nephew, nephew.
In FIFA, I've gone online with my friends to boost our characters to make them better so we can be better at the game.
Oh, no.
I definitely paid my sister to level me 10 levels while I was at work because I don't want to do it in Warcraft because I did too many times.
Ooh. All right. How much do you pay?
I paid like $20.
$20? $2 a level?
And she was playing a video game. I was overpaying. That's not the point.
Okay.
I'll pay $20 to play a video game all day. Like,
but you've already had characters in Warcraft before.
Yeah, but I was so bored of leveling. I'm like, yo, just get this past this boring part.
I know I'm not the only scoundrel who's done this, but I've definitely tried to talk my friends into buying shitty games so that I have someone to play with my shitty game with.
Oh, I buy people shitty games that I've bought for their birthday. I think that was on my last convention. Every year I buy my brother whatever game I'm playing.
Pretty funny.
It's shitty.
All right, I think I'm all out of secrets for Ed.
I'm purged. Novus Redemptor.
I'm done set. So.
Yeah. All right.
I don't have really that many dick moments. I'm a pretty nice fucking guy compared to you guys.
There are some things he might be arrested for when achievement whoring that he can't even say.
When me John Shock and Phoenix
Cleveland
in a room.
Steamer for the seriously 2.0.
Like I said, when the us three in a room together, I feel bad for the other team. If they can hear us, it's over.
It's A squad. That's what they call us.
Yeah.
Now, there are like little achievement stories that I've done, but like I don't do, you know, I don't pull dick moves in the game, you know.
Nothing.
Well, the A squad is good with our thumbs and our tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Copyright Brian Katz.
Ladies. No. Sonny had to say it was dirty. I apologize.
On that note, burger time.
Burger time.
Tastes delicious.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Lady right. Gamers out there.
All right.
We're good with the tongue.
All right. That's too much. That's too much.
It's getting raunchy in here for some reason.
I'm getting hot.
So play that Keith Sweat song again.
Okay. So that about wraps it up for this episode, right?
We're not going to shoot the breeze.
We are going to shoot the breeze, but I'm going to start playing the end song, and then anyone who feels like stick around for extra flavor, that's going to be the shooting the breeze from now on. Because it's starting to feel like a real section. I want people to realize that shooting the breeze really is just us talking shit about games. Like, we don't...
Like the Wii U.
Like the Wii U, yeah.
Right.
Whoa.
No, I don't mean talking shit that way. I mean...
I did.
I mean, it's terrible, but...
Subpar, some would say.
I was going to say, what... I'm trying to think of their last great release.
Their last great release was when
Wii U bowling.
When I released it from my HDMI cord in the back. All right, so we're done.
Okay,
you've confused everyone with the format right now.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna play the last, and then we're gonna hit shoot the breeze after. Right. So here's the outro. Thanks for playing, everyone.
First thing I want to discuss with Shooting the Breeze is our outro is our former intro.
Yeah, man. It's such a cool song, dude.
You just don't want to lose it?
No, I don't. I want to keep it going on.
Where'd you get this song from anyway?
It's duty-free.
Royalty-free music. The one we have now, I made.
But like, how do you
scratch.
Make it? Like, how do you do that?
Two eggs, butter, a little sugar.
Schmuck.
Sugar and eggs. Sounds sweet.
Basically, what he does is he takes a whole bunch of sound clips and he fucking puts them together.
I'm more so talking about the music part of it, like where that come from.
It's from you losing the news mostly.
Yeah. They were a garage band. Oh. 70s. No. The dubstep thing, you can just download dubstep sound effects. Like
he didn't make any like for real beats. Or
yeah, that's what I was wondering. Where did you get that from?
I injected video game, Mario. Then
yeah, I got that part. I just want to know where the dubstep, the dubstep part came from. So.
Right. Also, Tenacious D helped me. Alright, so you guys got anything? Do you want to talk about any rumors or anything? Octodad's out. So
I'm going to definitely fucking play that.
What is that even about?
It's about an octopus that's pretending to be a human.
And nobody else knows.
But it's
the wife, the kids, nobody
knows. How does the wife not know?
But the game is actually walking around. Like how hard it is walking around. Like all the buttons control your limbs. And the sushi chef, I saw a trailer for it, and the sushi chef shows up, and she's like, "You say my husband's so secretive. You say you know something about him?" He's like, "Oh, yeah." it's funny. They visit the aquarium, and he's looking at the water, and he's got a little tentacle.
It
sounds ridiculous.
It's completely ridiculous, and it just looks really fun. Like, and the whole point of the game is to not draw attention to yourself, but you're trying to walk around like an octopus, and it's hard. So, like... Each one of the bumpers controls an appendage, And that's how you have to move, like one leg at a time, one leg at a time, but not knocking into stuff. And then you have like a meter where basically everyone's like, what the fuck? And I guess the wife overlooked it because, you're an octopus. You're probably packing heat. Like, you know,
one of those
tentacles, man. Like, I mean, I went there. All right.
Let's move away from there.
So it's a tentacle rape game. Okay.
Not rape. It was consensual. They were married.
Well, right. You said you like anime, right?
Love it. So you were gay fish.
Anybody see anything else? That kid from Warcraft that got all the achievements?
No, but you just...
That just takes a lot of time.
Yeah.
You can't do that by yourself. You literally need a guild to do it. He's probably a guild leader.
He's got to be, but at the same time, at one point, that's not fun anymore.
Yeah, I was in a guild that the guild leader took people from our raid so he can get an achievement. And I went, that's just ridiculous. I left that guild. I'm like, that's
dicky.
That's real dicky.
It's a guild. There's guilds in Call of Duty.
Yeah. No, World of Warcraft.
There were
265 achievements in Call of Duty.
I never played World of Warcraft. I didn't know that.
I know.
Yeah.
There's 265, and are they hard? I mean, some of them
there's
have
to be hard. There's over 2,000.
Yeah. There's 2,000.
Yeah. Oh, was it?
It was over 2,000 for World of Warcraft.
Oh, yeah. 2,000.
I only played the game, like, real briefly.
Well, the achievements that they have are PC games. There's a lot of them. Like,
yeah.
I have Civilization V, and I go onto Steam every so often, and it's like, you have one out of, like, 300. I'm like, fuck.
It drives Danny crazy.
No, what drives me crazy when I used to do achievements is people coming over to my house, playing a game, getting one, and going, all right, I'll see you later.
My friends went on my game on purpose and played fucking Viva Pinata, got me one achievement for it, and now it's on my list forever. Exactly. And I'm like, fuck you guys.
My friends knew that I was like crazy into it, and they would just do that all the time. I had my friend
Viva Pinata?
No. They did it to Skyrim. Skyrim, you know, that whole like 100-hour plus game, and Resident Evil 6. Like, I let my friend house sit for me, and he's like, I have my computer with me so I can see what's going on. I can see all my information and shit. I'm like, something's wrong. Somebody's on. And I just text him like, you better not fuck anything up. And of course, he like unlocks 10 achievements for me. I'm like, you dickhole.
If you want to see every shitty title that Xbox 360 originally put out, you can go to the bottom of my achievements list.
Yeah, I was about to say, I have so many games. I've never played half of them.
You can delete them. You know that. You can delete them.
Oh, why? Who cares?
I don't care.
There was a game that I had where it was like, you were a crime scene investigator, and like you literally used tools of the crime. It was fucking dumb. It was stupid. I forget what? It was like... You were a detective.
It was like CSI, the video game?
Was it like L.A. Noir or no?
No. It was a first-person shooter crime solver. It was...
First-person shooter?
It was FPS. But you weren't a shooter. You basically... I mean, you used pipes.
The shooting was already done, right?
Dude, I couldn't really explain it. You basically used the blacklight a lot. It was fucking dumb.
a lot of mysteries get solved with the blacklight. Remember that.
Looks like someone had a good time in here, if you know what I mean. I also had Dead or Alive, that game. I mean, the achievements on that were, like, retarded. They were, like...
Some of them were impossible. The online ones were impossible if you didn't get the game when it launched.
Bro.
Because there's nobody online. The only person online is going to kick your ass.
That game had, like, a million girl characters look exactly like. They're, like, beat Sansa with fucking, like, Opie. I'm like, who the fuck are these people?
One of them had, like, 100 online matches, and I couldn't even get a game at one point.
With things like that, though, you can go onto community sites and just... hang out with people and have them, you know, do the same thing back and forth as far as, like, online fights. I did that for, like, Mortal Kombat, The Ultimate Collection, and a few other games.
You went on an online community.
Yeah, you go into an online community, you basically say, like, I need this, I need a partner for it. Somebody says,
so you sandbagged achievements.
Yeah.
Yo, I just want to know, like...
I bought the Avatar game for 4 seconds worth of 1,000 achievement points.
Yeah, I got it from Gamefly.
Yeah, it literally took you like 4 seconds. Yeah. It was do a 50-hit combo. That's every achievement in the game.
Yep, played it, and then I put it immediately back in the thing, put it in the mailbox. Played it for two seconds.
Oh, my God.
I want to ask you, wait.
We got more confessions coming up.
When you're like, you and a guy are hamming it up, trying to fucking do all these achievements with each other, like, you're basically stuck with each other for a certain period of time. You're not friends. What the hell do you talk about?
Usually the people I've played with have been pretty cool. You can just have, you know, a standard conversation about just about anything. So
I mean, you meet new people, like,
just like, yo man, what are you doing?
Achievement Horan, what are you doing?
Yo, me too.
You wearing pants? I'm not. No.
But it was usually a lot more fun when you're in a group.
Please, because then let's
you
have keep a nice it about the achievement Horan.
Bing.
Actually, I remember in I think it was Modern Warfare 2 when you play the one-on-one match.
Can you play one?
I think it was that one where you could play literally a one-on-one online.
That was with bets. Yeah. No, that was the first.
I think it was Modern Warfare 2. You can play the one-on-one match. They took it away because people were literally farming each other. We're like, get 20 kills with the satchel charges. And I would just be like, yo, Dagwar, join a game with me. And we just kill each other with the satchel charges.
Dagwar, you whore.
I had a couple people challenge me.
Achievement whore. Yep. I know you personally.
I had a couple people challenge me to a one-on-one. And I'm like, I didn't even know that existed. I'm like, get bent. Like, I'm not, like,
well,
they talking about
a lot of people just do that for private matches. I used to sign in and just watch.
The best part about that one-on-one match was, though, you could talk shit to someone and be like, yo, I'll take you one-on-one right now. Let's go. And you could actually do it in that game. They
and your
away
friends could sign in, from what I remember, and watch, right? Because it was like people rattling the cage on the outside.
Like spectators and stuff.
Like, you going to let them do that? You going
to
let them do that?
What I love sometimes is to, like, you win a match, whatever, and, like, it's like, whatever, I want a match. Then you get that, like, little, like, message from some fucking guy that obviously you just beat, and, like, you listen to the message. Like,
yeah.
He's irate. I had one yesterday. This guy's like, oh, you scored a goal, blah, 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 blah. You're garbage. And I'm like, I wrote back to him, I won, get over it, and I blocked him forever.
Blocking forever.
I was going to say, back when we were playing, that happened all the time. Like, after every other game, we'd get yelled at by someone.
Right.
But I love the fact that I to get the last word is that you just win. It's like, he probably wrote a long thing out or recorded a long thing. I was like, fuck this guy. He's like, transmission block, you're now blocking. No!
I used to put my conversations on the Twitter when we were doing Twitter instead of Facebook.
Yeah?
But, yeah.
I think I saw one or two of those.
Yeah.
But usually when I play like a game like Call of Duty, I'm not good, but for some reason people try to like add me as their friend afterward. I'm like,
why? It's because you're polite.
He was an easy kill, son.
Oh, I gotta play this guy again.
Or someone one time like asked me to like, join their clan.
Level
I was like, why don't you join my clan?
Come.
I had the best clan ever.
Oh, yeah? You guys had a clan?
No. Mm-hmm. We my friend and I, when we play, we just tend to change the clan tag every single time. I think right now it's IATL for I am the law.
I remember Halo had the best when you actually had clan battles that leveled your clan.
That
level.
Was Halo 2, man.
That was
fucking awesome.
No, was it 2? I'd make a new clan every other day.
You
just fight scrubs and mock them
and do it again. At the time, I was
the
head of the Feudal Japan clan. We call ourselves Feudal Japan.
I remember I got a piece of glass.
The white guy.
Yeah.
Feudal Japan.
Well, they probably take Destiny Warrior characters and just throw them in there.
Lu Bu was on it.
Guan Yu, Zhang Fei. Don't get me started.
All right, let's end this show for real.
All right.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for listening to a little Shooting the Breeze. See you guys next week.
We out.